have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Captain Sparrow.
Come to join me, crew lad. Welcome aboard.
I'm here to find the man I love.
I'm deeply flattered, son, but my first and only love is the sea.
I'm the captain of the boat, and I really like to float on the water, out on the water. So put on your sailing pants and do your sailing dance. Take a ride on a boat with me. Let's go. Go sailing on a boat with me.
Get on board.
Boats are fun, you'll see.
I like boats. Me too.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater. We let Jerry the Diver Guy go and do a little bit more research on that sea ray that caught his eye while we were chatting. And we'll see where he goes with this. But I figured I probably needed to let him go anyway, because I don't know if me and Barry had a unified front when it came to Jerry the Diver Guy and what type of vessel he should get. Barry, you seem to locked in. You're so locked on to this idea that he needs a houseboat.
And I'm trying to find something that
is practical.
It's practical. He'll be comfortable with.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He's not. He's thinking about this as, like I said, a floating bachelor pad, and he wants something that will impress the chicks. I told you, and he agreed. He goes, "Yeah, houseboat ain't gonna work there, Barry. It's going to look too house-like." He wants something that still looks nautical. He's a naughty guy.
Here's one. Yeah. 1994 Gibson 44-footer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It has a Crusader 454 engine on it. Yeah. It's 44 feet long.
Okay.
The class is called Houseboat. I'm going to send you a link to it.
Well, does it look nice? Does it look kind of cool?
It looks nice.
Does it look like a houseboat? Or is it all square and boxy?
It's kind of square and boxy, but it also has a bimini top, and like you can go upstairs. So the best thing I could do is I could just send you the picture and you could see it and say, "Oh, that's what it looks like."
I'm telling you, if it looks too much like an apartment or your typical houseboat type thing, it's not going to be what he's looking for. He definitely wants to have a boat.
A Sea Ray
type looks like
boat.
A boat. Yeah.
So wait, let's talk about this then.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If he is not going to be here all the time, and I thought that was the idea, he was going to actually move down here, but he wanted to live.
God, no, we can't allow that.
Okay, so if that's not going to happen, you don't want to leave a boat sitting in the water for 2 or 3 months at a time, and then you come down and you're going to go boating.
Agreed.
And you realize that,
it's sunk at
wrong.
The bottom of the canal.
It's
because
sunk,
you weren't
here. Or all the electrical has gone bad, or water got into things.
Quit
working.
Yes, you don't want it. Yeah, he would take it out. He would take it out.
So it would have to be a boat that goes on the hard. So the question becomes then, how big a boat can you do that with?
Well, that's why I said initially, I think he was looking in the 30 to 40 foot range, which is pretty meaty. But could you take that out and store that on land when you're not here?
That could be stored on land.
But if you go much bigger than that, you're going to have, obviously more cost involved in trying to get your boat out of the water.
And that becomes the next problem is where do you store it and how much is it going to cost? If it costs them, having a dock that you have your boat at that you're living on, I think is cheaper than putting it on the hard or in one of those enclosed, the racks that they put these boats on. I think they run about twice the price.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we didn't really talk about it, but I also thought, he's not really, stuck on a particular style of boat. And I think maybe a sailboat with a motor as well on it would be the way to go. Either a catamaran, like a 30 to 40 footer, kind of a cat that has a lot of deck space on it, or even a monohull, like a windjammer type of sailboat that are about, 30. There's a lot in that category between the 30 and 40 foot range that have really cool setups and galleys in them. And then
the single hulls are going to be too skinny for him.
I don't know. There's some. I mean, I know people that live on those. I mean, the sailors are hardcore. I think that would be doable for one guy. I think that could work for him. He doesn't need a huge amount of space.
I don't know. I don't know what he would be happy with. Saying. But I just sent you a picture, mm-hmm. if you wanted to look, at a boat. It's on Boat Trader. I sent you the link, so you could actually click it.
Right.
And you could see this thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad-looking boat. And it's not out of his range of, I mean, he's looking for what, a $20,000 boat, a $30,000? You're not going to find that. This one is 62.5, and it's 44 feet long. And if you look at the beam of it, it's got to be, you know, 10 or 12 foot beam. So, I mean, it's.
It looks more like a supercharged pontoon type of boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. If you were to take like the dive, you know, we go on Jeff's dive boats.
Yeah.
You know, what are they called? Those
Corinthians. Yes.
The Corinthians. They're about 45 foot. So imagine taking that and slicing off, you know, when we go diving, they had just the dive seats and then the center console and then putting a house on top of that.
Right. Now I'm looking at the picture. Okay. Yeah. Meh. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's sexy enough for him. Like I said, I think
he can't afford sexy.
Well, yeah, he found that Sea Ray. If that Sea Ray was actually in good shape, now that may be.
I got a feeling it wasn't. If you're going to find a boat that's really inexpensive compared to what's going on in the rest of the market, there's something wrong with it.
Right. You got to figure out.
You
got to
pay for it. Yeah. You ask Joe at the Boat
Motor
Works.
Motor City Boat Works.
Yeah. Motor City Boat Works. Mm-hmm. He will tell you if it's cheap, there's something wrong. And that means. I mean, he's been working on his boat for a number of years now.
Right.
Well, so it's a labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah. But his boat is not very big either. In the 30s?
No. But I mean, and then when he's done, it's going to be a 28 foot or something like that. It's not that big, but he's going to have over $100,000 or something into it. But he's making it really nice.
Right. He is. He gutted it.
He's making this to exactly what he would want as a boat. Yes.
Right. Now, I'm not sure if Jerry's going to do that much renovation.
Oh, no, Jerry. Now, he'll get a plywood and some 2x4s and slap it together.
I mean, the other thing we got to keep in mind is that if he were to get that boat, there'd be a good chance he would have us over on it. So I want to make sure it's as big and nice as possible.
That's why. Look at that houseboat again I just sent you. That has room.
Yeah, they probably does have more room, but I don't know. I think he's going to want something a little bit more boaty. And that's why I go back to the sailboat option, too. I mean, because, you know, sailboats have a more of a nautical vibe and thing, and I think that's kind of what he wants to do.
But it's a slower type of boating. Well, of course. Is he really into going slow, or is he kind of like a hot rodder?
Well, no, he's not going to be in any big hurry if he moves the boat. Once again, the main purpose is going to be to live on it. You know, our buddy Captain Walt's friends across from the canal, they live on a sailboat.
Yeah, they live on a sailboat. Yeah. How often does it move? Not that often.
Right. And I think it's exactly what he's thinking, too. And, he, you know, if he goes into the Caribbean... And wants to sail around, could he do that? Yeah. Would that take a lot of extra work? Yes. Would it be
probably cheaper
to maintain? Maybe. I don't know. He might have more options economical-wise, cost-wise, too.
I don't know if anything's cheaper to maintain when it's on the water, as I've said before.
Well, when it comes...
Water, especially salt water, just destroys everything.
Well, it does, but, I mean, as far as how your power plant, it's not going to be as substantial on a sailboat.
No, it's going to be a small little putt-putt engine. Right. He's going to be basically running by sail. Mm-hmm. So that's the next thing.
Yeah.
Does he know how to sail? Would he want to learn to sail?
But would that stop him? No. The only thing it would do is just keep them from going in the first place, and he'd probably just be, on the hook for eternity. But, you know, he'd be in Florida, away from the cold, and that's the number one mission.
That's what he wants.
All right. Yeah. Maybe that's an option. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.